The theme of this year's summit is Building Inclusive Economies, Building a Better World, with four key priorities. They include enhancing the regional economic integration agenda, fostering small and medium-sized enterprises' participation in regional and global markets, investing in human capital development, and building sustainable and resilient communities. Harold Eddington, president of JP Morgan Chase in Australia and New Zealand, expresses the view that regional economic integration and the idea of building inclusive economies will be conducive to the long-term prosperity of countries within the Asia-Pacific areas.
We've seen substantial economic integration in the Asia-Pacific areas and the APEC region, and that's going to continue. Initially, that integration was around manufactured goods. Increasingly, it's also about services. Tourism is a good example of that. And I think greater economic cooperation and integration can be positive for everybody.
Currently, economic development in the Asia-Pacific region has been slowing down, with an expected growth rate of 3.2%. This is the lowest since the economic crisis in 2008. Therefore, China's economic transition has attracted more attention among enterprises in the Asia-Pacific areas. They hope China will continue leading the regional economic development.
We know it's going through some important changes at the moment. The focus is moving from exports to domestic consumption. And we also know that the economy in China is now 50% services. And those changes also will take some time. But China has delivered remarkable growth in many ways over the last 30 years. And I have no doubt that it will continue to grow and prosper and be an ever more important part of the APEC area.
Director of Area Montreal, Suzanne Newber, believes that China's development will provide the Asia-Pacific areas with more commercial opportunities, and she is also expecting more cooperation between Canadian and Chinese enterprises.
Because it's the market of tomorrow, of today, but more the market of tomorrow, you know, it's growing so fast. You know, it's so important, China, for the world, you know, because you're the second economy of the world, and the trade with your country is crucial for Canada.
The Asia-Pacific region, which is vital to global peace and development, accounts for 40% of the world's population, 48% of world trade, and 57% of global output. For CRI, this is Li Jianhua.